This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Running for mayor of North Tonawanda is Tom Krantz. Tom, welcome to Hardline.
Thank you.
Tom, you announced your candidacy a few weeks ago. Now, you are the former police chief for North Tonawanda, a lifelong citizen in Tonawanda. Tom, why is this the year to run for mayor?
You mean why am I putting myself through this scrutiny?
Yes.
So here's the main reason. Throughout the years, I mean, you know, we're starting up, we're getting a lot of new businesses and things in North Tonawanda. We have a lot going on in the summertime. So let's call it a renaissance, a rebirth of North Tonawanda. Well, this didn't all just come about under Mayor Tylik. This has been ongoing for at least the last 10 years, under Mayor Ort, Mayor Pappas, the previous council members, including the current mayor and the current council. Now, everybody's done their part. But one person doesn't do it all, and it doesn't happen overnight. So, I mean, improvements are basically foundational. You know, they build upon what came before them. And this current administration, you know, Mayor Tylik, he wants to take the credit for everything that's good, and he doesn't want to take any blame for anything that doesn't go well. There's nothing that's going to ruin what we have going on, top of the foundation, so to speak. More than replacing collaboration with finger pointing and creating a culture of I did this instead of we did this, because it's not a one-man show. Numerous people have been involved in this, and you know, I want to build a culture of trust, you know, motivation and cooperation, you know, with the council, with our workforce, and the citizens of North Tonawanda.
Tom, you know, you were the former police chief. What, from being your time as police chief, do you think prepares you for being mayor of the same city?
Well, I mean, it's on a smaller scale, but I mean, I've been involved in every aspect of the police department, policy making, hiring, budgetary items, supervising people. I was a supervisor for my last 20 years, you know, first line supervisor, then a captain, then the chief. They're all parallel. I've been around this city for the last 60 years, and I know what goes on and doesn't go on, what's true and what's not true in a lot of respects. So, I mean, I can deal with people. I know how to delegate authority and not micromanage.
You know, obviously, I've got to ask you, you're running against Mayor Tylik. You talked about him a few seconds ago. He's in the middle of this controversy of sending police over a spoof Facebook page. What are your thoughts on that when that happened?
Well, I learned about it in the media. So everything I can tell you is it has nothing to do with my campaign whatsoever. I would never use the police department as a political tool. The way the Democratic Party is now trying to insinuate, this is definitely a product of us versus them. The nation, North Tonawanda, for certain, and probably nation would be a lot better off if we got off social media and we just spoke to each other face to face. There probably wouldn't be so many misunderstandings if we did that, but with social media out there, everybody can say and do what they want and try and pick fights and arguments rather than come into common ground.
And unfortunately, since people spend so much time on social media, many people no longer can have a face-to-face conversation.
That is true.
You know, which is very unfortunate. You talked about the Renaissance. You know, I was in North Tonawanda a few weeks ago, and it's just amazing. I mean, it seems like the place to be. It's always packed. It's great for business. You always got good shows at the Rev. But what are some issues facing North Tonawanda that you would like to tackle? Is there something that sticks out to you that you would put toward the top of your list?
I mean, I guess the top of my list would be giving people their proper due and making sure that we all, like I said, we all need to work together to continue this progress. Specific issues, Bitcoin's an issue, but... I don't know what we can do about it. I'm as concerned about it as anyone. It doesn't really feel right that, a project like this could just be dropped into the middle of a residential neighborhood without considering the impact on the quality of life and property values and things like that. So, that's one issue, and I don't know exactly how to address it. I guess we're going to have to look at regulatory issues and what guidelines there are from the state. And I don't know what, options we would have. Maybe some of the residents there have some ideas. That's one of them, though, because I talked to several people and they just say it's like a jet overhead, when a jet passes, but that jet doesn't go away. It just hovers over their house. And, for them to be outside and stuff, it's just, it's not good.
Speaking of the Bitcoin of the facility, there's the talk of bringing in a small nuclear reactor from DigiHost. This was a big story a few weeks ago to help power that. Is that something that you would support, or would you pump the brakes on something like that?
Top of my head right now, I'd be pumping the brakes. I don't know anything about. I got to get educated on that. Like I said, right now, I would say no. I would not be supportive of it.
I would say we did a show on this a few weeks ago, and a lot of people would be in that same camp. Tom Krantz, he's running for mayor of North Tonawanda. So, Tom, what does the campaign look like from here? We've got a few months, obviously, until the GOP makes their decision, and then you've got the election in November. How are you spending these next few months campaigning?
Petitions are going to be going out. I think it's February 25th. Got some fundraisers that we're working on scheduling and just get the message out there that I'm running. And then, we'll start doing the door-to-door campaign sometime when the weather breaks here, hopefully by May. We don't keep getting the snow and cold weather.
Let's hope. And the ice under all that snow, which I forgot about when I woke up this morning. Hey, Tom, it was great talking with you, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the campaign.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.